for the Chide Doris. But somewhere there's a Negiah for us. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that in the last Doris we were able to get some sense of it. I guess the Doris needed it. And Ashkocha led that there's some sense of his kashrus to the Torah, to the Zremus that comes from it. And on a day that has that skula, to get at least another, some sense of what it was, what's the nature of this Torah? What was the chiddush of the Torah? What's the skula of the Torah? And where's the shayach to us? So I want to quote in the piyut that we sang. We said, Bar Yochai b'kodesh hakadoshim. This mokum that Bar Yochai occupies in the scheme of things is in the kodesh kadoshim. Kav yorik mechadesh kadoshim. A kav, a thread, a line that's green. That's mechadesh kadoshim. Sheva Shabbos Asoit Chamishim Kashar Tekishvei Shin Kshorecha. Words that just don't seem to be thrown together. Doesn't mean anything to us, especially. I'd like to try a little bit more explaining, and these are, I mean, we'll touch on two or three of the terms that he used, Chazal, the Betzam Chazal, and try a little bit to get a sense of what this paragraph, at least, refers to in the Yichud of Reb Shimon's Torah. Let's start with the Kav Yorek, the mysterious green line. It's a Gemara. And if it's a Gemara, it has Pshat. And it's a Pshat that we need to understand if you're a Keno. The Gemara says in Chagiga that Toihu, Boris Hoysa Soihu Vavoihu, the first attribute mentioned about the world is that it was Toihu. So Chazal tell us Toihu is a Kav Yorek, a green line, thread, that's Makev Esoilam, takes around the world. Umimenu Choyshech. And that's where darkness comes from. So the darkness that was is already a toilada of this Kav Yorek. The Goyen says, there's a Yoin, he says a few places, actually says in conjunction with this, that you see that Choshech is not a default setting of nothingness. Our assumptions, our physical assumptions are that Choshech is something that is just a header, it's just a lack of light. He says, you see Choshech is a Bria. Pasuk says it, it's Oravari Choshech. It's the Chazal over here that Toihu was what produced Choshech. And he says, Choshech is a Bria. Let's understand it a little bit, what that means. First, just to touch the Kav Yorek, the green is a color that Chazal associate. It's the darkest type of color, so to speak. The green and the dark blue in Chazal, the Karta and the Tchelta, Rashi says is the Gemara says the first glimmer of light is when Tcheles and Yorek, or Karsi, distinguish each other. Rashi says in a few places that Tcheles is a Yorek color. But upon him, in the scheme of colors, in the scheme of light, green and black, blue, and Tcheles are seen in Chazal as being a very dark light, whereas yellow, or red, white is a very bright light. So what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought out a Kav of Yorek? In other words, let's teach it now. there was a light produced, there was a ha'ara, and that ha'ara was a dark ha'ara. And that's where choshech comes from. Choshech is the manifestation of a dark ha'ara. It means, first of all, that at stage one, there was a mloy chol aretz kvoidei. There can't be anything in the world, since every single aspect of a bria is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's maisim and rotzen, then everything is filled with light. You can't have a chelik of the bria that's not enlightening. Every single piece is maisi yadav. Just like Moshe Malavdeim, say a person writes something. So everything he wrote, you could analyze it. A graphologist could look at it and see the person writing it. So it's not possible that in Breish's bara there was a spot that was dark, because everything shone with the magnificence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and was a p'china of Mesaprim Kvod Kael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then produced Tohu, which is the darkness that covered most of the world. The Vahi Ur comes against the backdrop of the Hester that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to dampen and to darken the entire Bria, so that you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it seems there is no message being broadcast except from a few pinpoints of light. That is the Kav Yorik. So it's a light, but it's a very dark light, and really doesn't give you much. This is where darkness emanates from. So we understand the Kav Yorik is the chelik of the Bria, which is kemat, the entire Bria, that's the Hester. So in what way is it enlightening? How do you... So now, does that become lyric? Is that really empty? Is that part of the Bria nothing to say, and it's forever just an opaque mask, and that's it? So we have a midah, and it says, Rashi brings it, Chochma is that which is revealed to me. So anything a person is mekabel mirabov, anything a person hears, information input, is called Chachma. But there's a way to squeeze information out of things that there is no input. And that midah is called Bina. Dava mitoich dava. From that which I have in front of me, I can divine a lot about that which I don't have. Moshel ma dava doimer. When a person talks to you, the information he tells me is what I have. What he didn't tell me, I don't have. For a person that I never met, and he tells me a paragraph, that's all I have. For a person that I understand, and proportional to how I understand him, he speaks, and I say, you know, he didn't talk about this. Why not? He skipped over this. Why? He didn't want to bring up something else. If I understand the person, then the silences from what he told me to what he didn't tell me, I can chisel out information. And that's a power of understanding that is far beyond the chachma in a sense. In other words, this bina, the process of meivin dava mitoich dava, it follows chachma, And I only once the person spoke to me, can I try to understand the silence. But really, it reaches way before knowing what should have been and seeing what is and calculating the difference. It becomes extremely revealing. So there's a koyach in the Bria, an extraordinary ha'ara of Or Yorek, which means that it's that which is not revealed, but in its not revelation, there's great revelation. There's another lashon that the Zohar Kodesh uses, butzina de kainanusa, a lamp of darkness. In other words, Hester is megala. If I understand it, if I have a very deep havana, then mitivon shel kreivim atamivin tivon shel rechaykim, and I understand from that which was not said, from that which was said, I begin to understand about that which was not said. That is a tremendous midah, an oimek in chachma that nominally follows chachma, because you can't, without the giluyim of chachma, you won't have bina. But once you have chachma, once you have something told to you, now you can dig beyond that, before that, and understand a lot beyond what was revealed, if you have the kalim of it. The midah referring to over here is the midah of bina, and the kodesh kadoshim is exactly that. The Beis HaMikdash has many giluyim to it. Every single thread in the Beis HaMikdash is megala something about the world. And every avoda touches something else. And the entire Beis HaMikdash is full with giluyim v'kadosh baruch hu. The one place that's betoich is the kodesh kadoshim. And even though in the kodesh kadoshim is always behesta, but the avoda b'chutz is meant to be megala to us on what's bifnim. It's the place that we only understand from dava mitoich dava. That's its place. So the neshama of Shem Yechoy comes from a place that's dava mitoich dava. And the Torah that is megala is that Torah. Mechadesh chodoshim. Kiddush HaChodesh is that inyan in Torah that's megalit. Many Rishonim hold, you see many times the Rach, Rabbi Ben Chai brings him, that the Ika Kiddush HaChodesh al pi cheshbin and not al pi ariya. And it's something that sometimes is counterintuitive. You have a whole mahalach of Edim and a whole perik of Kiddush HaChodesh, more than perik, and it's something which is be'etzem, according to many Rishonim, the Riyah was only a kiyum of a mitzvah, but the Ikar was the cheshbon. And the nekuda of the mitzvah is that when you don't see the levana, you understand that there's a levana that's going to be coming. From the cheshbon of what was, you know what will be. And even though right now there's shisha shata, that there's nothing there, and it's and you can't see it, but the cheshbon is a cheshbon that gives it to you. Chazal said that the shevet that was mitzuyan in it was Yisachar. Yisachar was me'abi burin. That's called, and the pasuk is yoide bino le'itim. Yisachar's yoide bino le'itim. Being that they had the mid of bina, they could be koivea de ubrim. The ubrim means an uber is where something is within something waiting to come out. So the kiddush hachodesh, the iburei shanim and chadoshim was given to Yisachar, and that mid is called yoidei bina leitim. They had the mid of bina, which could be maven dove mitoich tava. The musig of chidushim, not kiddush hachodesh. When we talk about chidushi Torah, What do we talk about in Chiddush HaTorah? Torah that never was? So that's not Torah. Torah that we know is not Chiddushim. Chiddush HaTorah is Torah that's between the lines. And when you learn it from line to line, and you understand what's between the lines, you brought new Torah, which is old Torah. There's a medrash. It's a Tanchuma in Nosa, and Yal Shemani brings it. It says, "Vayehi b'yoyim chalois Moshe." It was on the day that Moshe completed the Mishkan. There was Ashur Shechina. So Rav says, Rav Amar, Vayehi is Dovah Chodesh Lehoye Me'olam. Since the word Yehi is like Yehi Oyer, so it means it's a Chiddush that never was there before. That's what the word Vayehi is telling me. Reb Shimon Yochai says, Vayehi is Dovah Shekvar Hoya V'nishkach V'choza. He says, before the Chet of Adam Arishin, there was Shoras HaShechina Tachtoinim, it was Nishkach after the Chet, and Choza. Vayehi is Medayik, it's not only the word Yehi, but it has a Vav that's Mechavarit, and therefore it's an Ova that became Bottle and became Izgal in the Osid. It's an Ova that was, for a long time it was not, and then it will be. For the person that hears, that's Reb Shimon ben Yochai's gilui on everything. The entire world was kulei oyer, and it wasn't because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was put in choshech, and then it was mezgala. The koyach of being mechadish, the koyach of chidush, of chodesh in Torah, is miyuchet Reb Shimon ben Yochai, because only Reb Shimon ben Yochai heard fully that which is chodosh has the property of kvar hoya and nishkach and chaza v'niyah. It's nogea in everything. It's nogea in Torah. The extraordinary gilui of being of as much as we have in Torah's nigla, it's la'ayin ula'erech, how much is hidden behind the lines. That's the mohus of Torah Soid. It has no real place in the words of Torah, but it's kulay the backdrop of Torah. It's extraordinary. Rabbi Akiva of Shem Yochai's Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva got Torah down to the Tagin. That's as far as Rabbi Akiva's Torah went. The ultimate, Rabbi Akiva, who was the big Rabbi Akiva that Moshe Rabbeinu said, you have a briak Rabbi Akiva, he was able to get Torah down to the Tagin. Reb Shimon ben Yochai, his Talmud, said he took out the Trumas and Midosav. He had, where there is no Tagin anymore, between the words, much beyond that. It's the Gea and the Gilum of Torah that we have, that he gave us that. It's the Gea in other things as well. When we take a look around and we see the Hest upon him, yes, we can point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person who preaches Emunah shows Niflos HaBorei. So he trots out his Niflos HaBorei, look at this pillar, this Hashkocha. And we say yes, but look at all the non-Hashkochas. Look at all the Dvarim Koshim. Look at everything else. The backdrop of the Bria is Choshech. The backdrop of the Bria, yes, you have a Nekud of Oyer and a Nekud of Oyer and a Nekud of Oyer. But the Bria in its Klolusa is miserable, wretched. So what are you pointing at? A light here, a light there, a light over there. That's as far as, without Bina, that's where we're stuck at. In the ability of, in the hearing we're not stuck with the nekudas of oyer that's there. But in those places that Kadosh Baruch Hu did not speak, his silence is deafening. For the person that has the extraordinary mid of bina, of meivin dava mitoich dava, it's all a lamp. The light's dark, but it enlightens, because darkness is also a pa'ul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person can use that lamp to see, and if a person can hear the silence, then the whole world is telling us Dvar Hashem. The Zohar Kodesh says, with that seifel they'll go out of Golas. It's not the schos of the learning, but it's the pshat. The Golas is where the hester is so rav, and the nigla is so small. And as long as we're blind, and we can only see the nekudas that are lit up from the Yehi or onwards, then we have a real problem. But Reb Shimon Yochai gave us eyes, or at least let us know that there are eyes in the world, that the Kav Yorek of Choshech is a lamp, and the entire universe is lit up with that lamp. And those places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Choshech, the Olam was Shamem, and after Akiva's Talmidim died, and Reb Shimon was one of the five that brought it back again, and on the background of a world at Shamem. The Schus, if there is something, as much as we do have in terms of what was Nisgala to us, there's so much that's hidden and baffling and difficult. And if we'll be Zeicher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll be Meir Inayim. And in the schus of the person who opened the first pairs of eyes in the world to be able to see, not despite the Choshech, but that the Choshech itself is a Megala, we should be Zeicher to get a sense and understanding of the Ashkacha, so that which is so much Hester to us and so much Afela to us should become a Moira Gadol of Gula. Wow.